Woman who I think has stood up and who has shown that excellence and royalty in black women's service, it goes from generation to generation, is the proud congresswoman of the 35th Congressional District of California. And I don't say proud from her, I'm saying proud from them, because I'm out there a lot and they're proud of her as we are all over the country. Congresswoman Maxine Waters. How you doing, Congresswoman Waters? Hello.
Good to be here with you today.
Good to hear your voice. Yeah, I hear you now. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, and I'm so pleased you're dedicating this time to the memory, life, and times of Dorothy Height, a woman who we all hold in such high esteem, that we have worked with, that we love, who we have benefited from her wisdom. And I'm sitting here just waiting to hear when the services are going to be so that I can arrange my time to be there, because we must all be there.
Now, you are obviously knew and worked with her. What are your personal memories of her, and what do you think her legacy should and will be to all of us around the country?
Well, you know, I can remember when I really first started working with her. It was in the 70s, and it was the height of the women's movement, and we had organized the International Women's Year down in Houston, Texas. President Carter was the president, and we were trying to urge him to create a women's commission, which he did, and which we all got membership in. And at that conference, however, you had women who came from all over the country, and there was a lot of, you know, fighting going on about positions and the floor plan. And I was relatively new on the national scene, coming out of California, having just been elected as an assemblywoman. And so some of the women did not want me to have any real role in what was going on, and thought that I, you know, was just new to the scene and that I shouldn't have the ability to lead in some of these areas. And Dorothy Height was the one, even without my knowledge, because I learned about it later, who literally sat with some women and talked to them about participation and talked to them about my energy. And she said, you know, Maxine Waters has energy, and she's committed, and, you know, once you get started, you can't stop her, and you guys ought to be welcoming some new energy into what we're trying to do. So she was always kind of a protector for me, because I was brash, and at that time I was young, and she seemed to understand me and appreciate what I was trying to do, and we, of course, became very close friends. I never knew how to really tell her how much I appreciated her, but I can tell you what happened. I was at an event, I think it was MBA, a national conference or something, and I was getting an award, and they presented me with a gold watch, a very beautiful watch, and Dorothy Height was sitting on the front row, and I looked up and I saw her, and they gave it to me. I walked down and said, Dr. Height, Dorothy, I would like you to have this. I really appreciate them giving it to me, but, you know, you deserve everything that we can give to you, present you with. It was my way of saying just thank you for being who you are and what you are. And, of course, she gave me that wonderful smile, and it was my way of saying thank you, I love you, Dorothy Height. And then whenever she asked me to do anything, I was always there. Whether it was at any chapter in the United States of the National Council of Negro Women or every family reunion that was held in Los Angeles or Washington or wherever, I was always there because I wanted her to know how much I appreciated her work and how much I honored what she had done. And, of course, we honored her in Congress in the only way that Congress can really show its appreciation, with the gold medal award that we present in Congress. So she was near and dear. And, you know, people are saying, Reverend Sharpton, they're saying, who's going to replace her? Well, nobody can replace her. I mean, there's nobody like her.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so whoever, her legacy is, however, to show the people that you can be for civil rights, you can be for women, you can be for what's right, and if you're persistent in what you do and committed to what you do, you can influence a whole nation. That's what she did.
Maxine Waters, thank you so much for taking time out. I know it's a busy day for you. Remembering Dr. Dorothy Height, the one and only Congresswoman.